Hi there, it's Davinia here, and this season we're proud to be partnering with Nosso, an awesome new app created to help parents invest for their children's futures with the support of their close family and friends. Nosso offers investment products like junior stocks and shares ISAs, as well as general investment accounts and much more. They make gifting from family and friends super memorable with messages and photos, which means any money you gift on behalf of children has a lasting legacy. Just remember that as with all investing, your money is at risk. You can find out more about Nosso via the link in the show notes. Enjoy the episode. Hi, and welcome to the Let's Make It Rain podcast. I'm your host, Davinia Tomlinson. This podcast is for the rainmakers, those women who are breaking down walls, building their own empires, defying convention and rejecting stereotypes. Women who are unafraid to have open, honest conversations about money among friends and to share the truths we've been told to keep secret. Don't forget to subscribe, share and download wherever you usually get your podcasts. And if you like what you hear, then please leave us a 5-star review. Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Let's Make It Rain podcast. Today, this is a super special episode in which I will be introducing to you via podcast our very popular Agony Aunt column from our weekly newsletter, The Rainmaker. If you are not already receiving that straight to your inbox each week on a Wednesday, then you might want to go to the website at raincheck.com to sign up for it. You should be able to add your name and email address to the mailing list. So do make a note to check that out after you've had a listen. So as I say, what I'm going to be doing in these episodes is to share with you my responses to some of your frequently asked questions. So these are questions that are sent in to us by regular readers to the newsletter, as well as questions that we receive from people, particularly women, but not always, in our day-to-day lives. And they span everything from money management, investing, kind of personal finance for beginners, debt management, and everything in between. And it's always a pleasure to really get a feel from you as to what's on your mind, what's causing you stress and anxiety, and how we might be able to help. So with no further ado, I'm going to jump straight into our very first question. So this is one that, as I say, is very topical right now. I'm getting it a lot from people in my personal life as well as professionally, and it's all about the prospect of an impending recession. So the question goes, "Dear Dav, I'm hearing a lot of talk about an impending recession, and it's hard not to feel a bit panicked. Is there anything I can do to try and prepare my finances for what could be coming?" Now, I hope that this is something that won't be completely alien to you. There is plenty of talk about a recession at the moment, and most of us are watching and waiting to see what the outcome will be. But first, a technical definition of recession. So a recession is when an economy contracts over 2 consecutive quarters, so that's 6 months. And as a rule of thumb, when an economy does this, it's entered a recession, and this is measured primarily by its gross domestic product, or GDP. Now, the two main themes of inflation and rising interest rates are probably two that you are well familiar with. And what we've seen, you know, and as I say, this is a global phenomenon. In the last week, we saw the Bank of England increase interest rates by 50 basis points, which was its single largest increase in over a decade. And then on the matter of inflation, particularly in the UK, but again, as I say, this is a global situation, we're seeing inflation rising to its highest levels in decades, and many of us are feeling the pinch in our pay packets and in our purses. So if you've been following us for a while, you'll know that there's a huge theme for us when we talk into our rainmakers, which is all about accepting and distinguishing between the things that you can control and those that you can't. Now, of course, there's not really a lot that we can do about whether or not the recession comes, how long it will last, and how hard it will hit. But we can, however, make sure that we're building our financial resilience so that we can weather the storm should it come. So with this in mind, here are a few things you can do to try and prepare yourself for a potential recession. Now, the first thing, look at your debt. See whether you have any outstanding debt that you can focus on paying down particularly quickly, especially with that prospect of continually escalating interest rates. especially anything that is high interest already. And if you're in a position to refinance any debt, and by that I mean switching to a 0% balance transfer on a credit card, for example, or moving to a more predictable fixed rate mortgage to avoid escalating variable rate payments, anything that you can do to make sure that your debt repayments are more manageable and you're paying it off as quickly as you possibly can is a really great thing to do, particularly with the economic backdrop that we exist within right now. And of course, this is when a solid credit score can really help. We will cover credit scores in a future episode of this What Would Dav Do, agony aunt column style episode. So please stay tuned for that. Number two, bolster your emergency savings. So we don't know exactly how a recession might impact us individually, financially. So having some emergency cash to see you through any shocks could be really invaluable. And importantly, and this is really important, I think, if you already have emergency savings, don't be afraid to use them if you're feeling financially precarious. So one of the things that I'm acutely aware of is that we talk all the time about building emergency reserves, but not so much about when to dip into them if we need to. And when we think about the relationship between poor financial well-being and all other aspects of our wellness, it's really important that we do not push ourselves to the brink financially if we have a cushion in place that we put there specifically to absorb some of these economic shocks. So we have to bear in mind, and of course, we're constantly balancing up, quite how far we can push ourselves. If you're feeling the squeeze, particularly in the run-up to autumn, when some of those, rapidly rising utility bills are likely to bite when we put the heating on and we're burning through fuel, it's really important that you give yourself permission to use the emergency savings and to almost congratulate yourself for having put them in place in the first place. Next point. Look at your outgoings. Can you hack any subscriptions? So for example, do you really need the pasta box, the veggie box, the beauty box, and all other boxes? Can you eat in instead of eating out? What are some of the ways that you can mitigate and manage some of your outgoings? It's really important that we look at them with a very ruthless eye right now. And of course, it doesn't mean that we should cut everything. If we're in a position to keep some of the things that spark joy, absolutely we should do that. We're not trying to, push ourselves into really punitive measures unnecessarily. But it really is important that any spurious expenses are very swiftly hacked. Can you repair and reuse anything instead of replacing it? Can you gamify it and get your kids involved so there's a challenge for money saved? If you're somebody that's thinking about getting a new car, would an electric car be more economical for you? And given that we live in this new age of the shared economy, what kinds of resources are you able to pool in order to reduce costs among your peer group? So carpooling, for example, if you're somebody that commutes into work, nanny sharing if you have neighbours or other friends that have children of a similar age to you that also need childcare. Thinking about ways that you can be really resourceful with any money that you spend is a great look right now. Next point, similarly linked to cash flow. Can you explore additional income streams? So this is something that you might have started to investigate during the pandemic, for example. Is there a side hustle that you've been meaning to start or another area that you'd like to branch into? Now is as good a time as any to try and up your take-home cash. So why not go for it? Next point. And of course, if you think about the ethos and the origins of Raincheck, originally, the central premise and our ethos was all around getting more women to invest. So we will always return to this theme. If you're somebody that's already investing or you're in a position to start investing, please don't back out now. Hold your nerve and remember, take a long-term view. So, lots of us will be looking at the stock market and going, oh my God, like millions and billions are being wiped off the stock market overnight. We've seen, for example, the S&P 500. There are innumerable reports showing that the S&P 500, which is, of course, the US's biggest index, is down in terms of performance since the start of the year. But if you take a more long-term view and look at its track record over 5 years, for example, or longer versus cash saving, for example, it demonstrates consistent outperformance. So while investing may not be for everyone, and while we must of course understand the risks in full before we proceed, please don't allow short-termism to compromise your long-term wealth building plans. And remember, this is of course not investment advice. It is just my opinion. But this column and this episode is, of course, called What Would Dav Do? The next thing that I just want to highlight when it comes to investing is that in times like this, you know, in a time of hyperinflation and escalating interest rates, there is generally a flight to more defensive asset classes. And traditionally, it's been, you know, commodities like gold, which have operated like a hedge against inflation. Well, now is a really good opportunity for you to explore other types of alternative investment, like art, for example, which has proven itself to be surprisingly resilient in the face of rampant inflation. And, you know, given that for lots of us, this is the first time that we've ever lived through a time with such, such economic volatility, and, you know, being in a position where we're really on the brink of a recession, for lots of us, it's the first time in our lifetimes. Now is the time to really do your research around some of the different ways you might mitigate that inflation, preserve the value of your cash over the long term. So don't be afraid to take an unconventional approach in doing so. Do so with professional advice, of course, but trust yourself to do the research and the due diligence around different options. This does not mean falling prey to those Insta scammers who are trying to get you to put your money into all sorts of things. If it looks and smells too good to be true, it generally is. So Rainmakers, I hope that my response to that question at least encourages you to have some faith, hold your nerve, brace yourself for impact, of course, and prime yourself to withstand this temporarily rocky time. Now on to question number two. So this question reads, "Hi Dav, I'm starting to realise that mindset is key to getting my finances under control and living the life that I want. What are the main things to be aware of?" So mindset is one of the most used buzzwords out there, with good reason, of course. Mindset really is the secret ingredient to achieving your goals, whether they're specifically related to money management or whether they range further and wider. The key to your success is making sure you move towards a more abundant, positive and optimistic mindset and that you don't get stuck in a downward spiral of scarcity and distress. Now, an abundance mindset, which you may have seen in articles, via social media, and just on the internet in general, is closely correlated with a growth mindset. People who adopt an abundance mindset see their lives and the world around them as filled with limitless opportunities, experiences, and resources, not just for themselves, but for everyone. So as a result, there's really no place in their lives for bitterness or shadiness because there's enough for everyone to have their piece of the pie. So people that embody an abundance or a growth mindset have a strong belief in their ability to always learn, adapt, figure things out and improve. And it means that those people are constantly staying proactive and effective in reaching and surpassing their life goals. Now, the idea of a growth mindset was first brought to prominence by a Stanford academic called Carol Dweck. I believe she was a Stanford academic. You might have to correct me if I'm wrong on that. But it's a brilliant book. It's called Mindset. And what Carol does really well is to compare and contrast the difference between those that embody a growth versus a fixed mindset in terms of their long-term success, wealth, and also just general achievement and academic attainment. So I guess the reverse or the opposite of an abundance and a growth mindset is a scarcity and a fixed mindset. Now, this mindset unfortunately makes us our own worst enemy. It's a lack mentality, which ultimately becomes a drain on you, your power, your aspirations. Because, of course, if you believe that there are only limited opportunities that you have to fight tooth and nail for against your fellow peers, who would tend to be other women who already have the odds stacked against them, you'll likely become defensive and resistant to change. And ditching that scarcity mindset is the ultimate favour you can do yourself and the others around you. It's something that we delve into really deeply in my one-to-ones with my coaching clients, because it's something that impacts us not just in terms of the way that we relate to one another in our romantic relationships, in our friendships, as parents, you know, the way that we view the world, and as a result, the way that we lean into life, the way that we, approach problem solving, and just in general, me thinking about our careers and, of course, importantly, given the focus of this podcast, you know, our ability to build wealth over the long term, making sure that you are tackling any toxicity when it comes to your mindset is a really powerful thing. So of course, if you are interested in those one-to-one coaching sessions, you can find out more via our website. So when you think about mindset, whilst you may not leap out of bed every morning thinking, right, I've got to tackle my mindset, it's really important that you pay attention to how you're showing up in the world, how you lead, the kind of friend you are, the kind of parent you are, the kind of partner you are, because ultimately your mindset manifests itself in all of these different realms. And there are a multitude of different things that you can do to tackle it. But it's really important that you're able to address any toxicity in your mindset as early as you possibly can, because it impacts not just your long-term wealth creation, but ultimately your quality of life. So if we can be of help with any of that, and if you would like to find out more, then please do in the first instance, check out Carol Dweck's book on mindset, in particular, just to find out more from an academic perspective about the factors that contribute to you having a fixed versus a growth mindset. And if there's any further information that we can help you with, then please do get in contact with us at hello@raincheck.com. That's all for now. I really hope that you've enjoyed this episode. It was a very brief introduction to our What Would Dav Do column. I hope, as I say, that you've enjoyed it. If you haven't already signed up to the mailing list to receive our weekly newsletter, The Rainmaker, in which our Agony Aunt column, What Would Dav Do, features, then please do so. You can find out more via our website at raincheck.com. I hope to see you next time. Hi everyone, Davinia here. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If any of what you heard resonated and you'd like to find out more about how Raincheck is helping women all over the world build sustainable long-term wealth, then visit our website at raincheck.com and join the mailing list for more commentary, tips and opinion on how you can start taking steps to leveling up your financial well-being today. You can follow us on social media at Raincheck, and don't forget to share, like, rate, review and subscribe. See you next time.